Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen Bee, and I'm back! Well, I'm excited doing every show because every show is different. Every show, you know, sends out a different message. First, I would like to thank all of my listeners and all of my followers. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you, Snoopers, for your support, but you're really not appreciated because I know who every one of you are. So, pants down to you, pat, pat, kiss, kiss. That's all I got to say. And I hope that you hear something very interesting that you can go back and twist up and talk about today. Now, on with the program. Let's talk about idiots playing with the Bible. And I call them idiots because you don't play with the Bible. I'm going to get into conjure. I'm going to get into magic. But we have real talk first, and this is a part of real talk. If you are after someone, you don't loud talk. Please, if it's your neighbor, your family, whatever, you don't get out there and loud talk it. You don't get out there and watch people. That is stalking. You're going to jail. See, this sort of thing should be kept quiet, but you can't keep it quiet. You got to keep picking and prodding and picking and prodding. But the ultimate thing is playing with that Bible. See, you want them to think that you're all tough, that you're doing this and that, but you can't. You can't even do anything with these people. So you use the Bible as if you're going to pray them down. You're not even praying by that Bible. Slamming the Bible down on the ground is a big no-no. You are slamming God's word. Shaking the Bible. Don't even know what part of the Bible you're shaking. Shaking the Bible at people will mess you up. It messes you up with God. So you need to think before you act. It is so silly in society today how people handle things. It seems like, you know, this group of people that I'm speaking about, they need to go to psychiatrists. Now, that's unusual for me to say that because I really don't like psychiatrists. I really don't like any kind of doctor. Natural is the way to go. But the only natural way that they go is through drugs, is through alcohol, thieving. But now let's talk about the thieving. When you go steal something and sell it, please, you know what, at least do something for your home. If you got kids, do something for them. Don't steal the stuff and sell it just to get some drugs. How long do the drugs last? Oh, some of them last about 5 minutes. You know when you get on drugs, that first time you feel so good, right? But you keep paying and paying to get that same high back, and you're not going to get it. And then you got everybody talking with you because talking about you because you become so addicted to the drugs that you'll do anything for it. You're a prostitute. Men and women do prostitute now, but let's talk about our women. You're prostituting with men and women for cheeseburger, because you spent your money up in drugs, crackers, sardines, anything. Then you start prostituting with women. Seems like the women start off giving you a lot of money. I'm talking about a group of people now. But that ease is there, and it must not be too good. And watch people's tongue, please, when you're meeting somebody. If it's just as white as cake frosting, you leave them alone because they've been eating pie all over the United States. I just put it like that. Okay, I have gotten a point across here. Stop opening your mouth. Leave people alone. You think that these people are your enemies because they're in a certain house? That house must have some very powerful qualities about it. you're not going to get it. It's not meant for you to have, and it's not meant for you to have yours. Because soon, and very soon, all of your land is going to be bought, and those houses are going to be knocked down, and that land is going to be prayed over and dressed in the name of Jesus. I speak it. And the enemy that you're out there is going to be the one owning the land. Oh, how dramatic. How embarrassing would it be for you? You've already suffered embarrassment. You're supposed to be respectable people. And you've had the cops cutting in through the ceilings, all through the doors. You're up in there butt naked, and that's coming again. Every time you strike out to touch neighbor B, then something happens to you. You've even brought bad luck on your children. Rescue squad coming to pick them up. You better watch what you do. And stop ordering this crap out of the books that has not been dressed the proper way, prayed over, spoken over, how whatever we have to do to it. You are not working. See, you have associative identity disorder, which, in other words, let me break it down, schizophrenia. Schizo. That's what you are. Because you think that you're somebody else. When you're shaking that Bible, do you feel different? When you're out there throwing dirt and sweeping the porch, okay, what kind of ritual is sweeping the porch in the direction? Okay, I'm going to sweep it one time. Woo! And then, is that a chant? See, you're laughing at your own self. Because the same thing is thrown right back in your face at that minute. Nobody is working with you all. You're just making up stuff yourself. You need to stop it. And I mean stop it now, because there's something bad coming to you. I'm not telling you anything wrong. I really don't want, I'm not trying to help you, but that's what it is. And I'm happy to tell you. Now, if you have any questions, you can call me after the show. I'm ready. And I will come to you and discuss it in person if you would like me to. Now, on to good things. No, one more thing. Leave other people's children alone. If you see that your neighbor is disciplining their children, they want somebody else in this world to love them besides them, the mother, the grandmother, the father. You have to discipline your children. I'm not saying abuse, but discipline your children. If you are disciplining your children, then things would be a whole lot different. And I hope you have your house straight. Okay. Oh, and another thing. Stop trying to make people sick. Stop trying to bring them chest problems. Stop trying to put them in the hospital. Stop trying to mess with that mother and the grandmother. But what you're doing to that mother is because you're jealous of her. You can get out there and buy you some clothes. You're jealous of the woman's clothes. You can get out there and do a lot of things. See, people think that others have a whole lot. But guess what? There are such things called sales. If you're catching sales and doing coupons, you're going to get some nice stuff. See, jealousy is a big thing here. You know, people are jealous of shoes. They're even jealous of food. They're jealous if you're sitting on a new chair on your porch that you bought. They're jealous of that. And they're trying to take everything away from you. They're trying to slap your finances for you. Oh, yeah, so you can't make it. But you're steadily blessed. You don't even know who you're talking to. You don't know what the person is doing, what kind of work they do, or who they know. They might have a special friend. Living in the center of spirituality, living in the center of the star. Some maps show that certain houses are in the center. And anything that happens in the center of the star is a reason for people being where they are. But it's a reason for you acting stupid, too. Because you want that place, everything went well when no one was living there, wasn't it? See, more people know about your secrets than you. They might even know. Who knows? But can you touch them? No. You can't touch them. Now go ahead and sling your graveyard dirt. Go ahead and put what you need to put together in the water. It doesn't matter. You will not win. Okay, that was the message. And I hope that everybody on here does not think it's towards them. But somebody knows, and I know they're listening, who it's about. Stop picking at other people's children. Oh, there's a young man that's very special. What I pick up here, and he's possibly getting picked at and having hard luck in school, all because of adults that don't like him. What did he do to you? Nothing. And I'm giving you a warning, and you better take heed to leave this child alone. Okay, I've gotten that out. Let's move on to something else. Accusing other people of things that they're not doing. You don't know what's going on in somebody else's house. Stop assuming. If you are that curious, go ask them. Be brave. Put on the big boy pants. Put on the woman pants. And go ask them. Since you're that nosy, ask them what's going on. Oh, I bet you're not brave enough to do that. Since you want to run everybody's lives. And laziness in the women. Women, you do not have to take the mess in a relationship from a man. You really do not. I know it can be the other way sometimes. I'm telling you, you don't have to take the mess. You don't have to be followed all the time. You don't have to have somebody up under you everywhere that you go. You know, I know that there's love, but there's not that much love in the world when you go to the bathroom and somebody's standing outside of waiting on you. And so in some instances, they go in there with you. It's not that much love in the world. They're going to hate you. That's good for any man that's doing it or any woman that's doing it. They're going to hate you. And see, some of them won't come to you and fight you. They'd rather not fight you. They'd rather hire somebody to fight you. Dark and underhanded, that's where we come in. They fix the situation. Fixing the situations is very easy for us. And I'm going to put a message out here again because there's been a few people that's been messed up that went about things alone. Please stop dabbling with dark things. And you don't know what you're doing just because you saw it on a piece of paper or saw it on TV. You know, I really regret the things that they did on the show Charm because everybody's trying to practice it. And they're getting a backfire. And at this time of year, we're getting close to Halloween and close to that harvest moon. Harvest moon. I'm looking at the 26th through the 28th. It shall be seen. And that's the height of our work that we have to do for Halloween. All Hallows Eve. That's what it's called. There is a such thing. Because I have worked it a long time. And all things done on that day, yes, it does come to pass, good or evil. So think about that. If you're going at something alone, I suggest you get help. Because there's something bad that's coming out of it. It's going to hit you during these days, during this next week. This week right here coming up. And it's going to hit really hard. And you're going to be miserable. Okay, seriousness. Let's talk about seriousness. Please be serious about what you do. We are very busy all the time. But at, you know, times like this, we have our heaviest loads. If you are not serious, do not contact us. Do not contact us just to get information. Don't contact us just to talk, find out what you can find out. You know you need help, and we tell you you need help. And then you're talking about you're going to do something at this date. Okay, and you don't do it. Oh, something come up, this and that. And it's things that could have been fault if you had just started getting help. That's what we're here for. That's what God put us here for. With no two workers do their work the same. I want to tell you that workers, witches, whatever you want to call us. I love the name Jeannie. Now, please call me a Jeannie. I put on my little outfit right now. Call me a genie as long as I'm getting that work done. And don't worry about what your worker's age is. Do you know that there are very gifted children? This is when I started, when I was a child. So don't worry about the age as long as you're getting those results. And don't try to get personal with the worker. Men, I know that you can't control yourself sometimes. And you see a beautiful woman coming out, greeting you, telling you to come in. And she's helping you. Don't ruin that worker-client relationship by trying to have sex with the worker. That is the most dangerous thing to do. So we will pitch you. We will pitch you. And it goes the other way around. Women don't think that you can go to a man worker and get free work, thing you can give up your ass, and then, oh, I got my work done for you. Don't work like that. Sometimes feelings get involved. People don't like hurt feelings. Well, I'm so sorry. I'm drinking on hot lemon water and ginger. It is good for the heart. It's good to clear out the heart. It's good for gas. We do have a lot of gas, and sometimes it gets in the bowels of our heart. Okay, it's good for clearing fluid. The lemon is good for getting the acid off of your stomach, even though it's an acid itself. Oh, ginger and lemon water. You can have it hot, you can have it cold. If you get it hot, it's for a cold that you have catched. And it really helps get the mucus up. So that is what I'm sipping on. I love it. Anyway, I had to explain that because I know how some people are. Okay, during this time of the year, people are trying to get the finances up. I've heard more finance stories. People that can't hold money, people that's trying to take their money away from them, people that's trying to change the rules of the game. You can't change the rules of the game because once you, well, number one, once you take free will away, okay, it comes back to you. Once you get something of somebody else's, and it is true that you can draw somebody else's fortune and luck and everything, things can be set in motion. So once you do that, there's a backfire. And some workers will tell you that. They'll go ahead and do it. They figure you can see that there's going to be a backfire. You just want that happiness for right then. But why won't happiness for just a few minutes? In the next few minutes, you're in misery. No. Now, I can see doing that if someone did it to you. But nobody's doing anything to you. You need to stop. The key word today is stop it. Okay? And I know you hear me moving about. Now, no callers today. And that's great because it's going to get intense. All right. We're into, what, minute nine almost. And I want to tell you this. Pyramid candle. I've been asked about pyramid candles. But it's mostly bayberry pyramid candles, you know, that do the job. You can get a bayberry pyramid candle. You need magnetic sand. You need a lodestone. And you need an odd paper dollar bill. It has to be a certain one, though, a certain numbers on this dollar bill. And you do this in the hours of Venus. The hours of Venus are the hours for love and fast money. I say that because people don't know what hours, what colors, or whatever to use. Let me tell you about the money thing. Okay, if the worker gives you instructions to work with candles, you need to know this. You need to know the hours the days. Now, if you're not working with the days, then if you're on another day, you work with the hour on doing. Didn't know that, did you? But you're going by stuff that everybody else says and don't really know anything, please. I'm just trying to help. But what I told you about the pyramid candle, yes, it's true.
Okay, the 7-Eleven spell. The 7-Eleven spell contains a black candle. It's not a black cat candle. It is a black candle altogether. Okay, what you do with this, there's about 15 herbs that you use. It's never an even amount. We do not work with even amounts of anything. It's always odd. Well, you're doing something for 7 minutes one day and 11 minutes the next. I'm not going to go all the way through that. Know why? Because you can do something wrong and there's a black box. But I can kind of tell you, you know, what is used. I refuse to hurt people by telling them the whole thing and they go try it and do something wrong and then they are hurt. See, that's the way most people should be, but they are not. They are not. They hop along real quickly through everything and get things wrong. And it's ridiculous. All right, I need to give a little bit of a conjure tip. I brought up the alfalfa. Okay, roses, even if you're waiting on work, rose petals clear up love messes. And when I say that, love messes, a love jinx that somebody has put on your love life. That's what I'm saying. If you want me to elaborate, break it down, that is what's going on. All right? Rose petals, along with your weed, helps clear things until you can get the help that you really need. You know, there's a lot of things out there, demonology, and that's something I'm going to bring into the show because you want to know about that. Okay, there's Satanism, more parts of voodoo, which I love voodoo. I specialize in all areas, but I love to work with the voodoo part as well as the witchcraft part. The witchcraft part is the part that has the most stuff in it that can really work your nerves and make you all mixed up, like those people that shake in the Bible. Okay. Now, this is telling you when to do certain things. Now, and you know, it's about the signs, too. And I would like to tell you astral colors because someone told me to bring that boring subject up. So I'm going to try to do it quickly. If you're Aries, pink and white, you should always have an astral candle. Regardless, you can write your name, your birth date on it. It's so simple. It doesn't have to be the other way they say it is. Taurus, it's yellow and red. Gemini, it's red and blue. Cancer is green and brown. Leo is red and green. Virgo is gold and black. Libra is black and blue. Scorpio is brown and black. Scorpios are the most passionate of the signs. Sagittarius is gold and green. Aquarius, it's blue and pink, and Pisces is white and black. Okay, even though you are working something to personalize the effect, you need a candle of one of these colors. You can't get it mixed, and you know how to make candles, then you can make your astral candle. But if you can't make it, initialize it. Write your whole name on it and your birthday, and rub it down with a certain form of oil, which I'm not going to say. And then you go ahead with what your worker told you to do. And they would agree, because many of them do tell you to do candles, but candles alone are not, you know, very effective. There are a lot of things that need to be done on our part. There are a lot of things that need to be done on your part too. But we do the most dangerous and seem like it is not appreciated at times. Oh, you call, knowing that we are busy, we will get back to you. It just seems like sometimes some people think that they have that control in their home over you because you have started their work. Please don't think you got control over me, because I will show you that you don't, and I will cancel your case out. All right, keeping your work going. You have had this string of bad luck probably ever since you was a child. You keep your work going because of a lot going on. You know that when you are working, when you start your work, guess what? Everything is going to come at you. Everything. And you have to be on top of the game. Now, if people are as lady-hearted as I am, they're going to work with you anyway. I have that love for people I know who to work with and I know who not to work with. It's just as simple. The Chesapeake Cheesecakes, Virginians, oh, don't work with them. Those wannabe preachers, because they are scammers. I can tell you about a scammer. I mean, someone that tells you, oh, I can't do this. You can lower the price all you want to. They cannot do it. Oh, the Catholic kangaroos in the South. You lower the price, they can't do it. I would be so ashamed to offer $25 for a $1,000 job, knowing that you're not going to be able to pay it back. You don't do that. That's just like borrowing money. If you borrow some money, give it back to them the way they gave it to you. If you have a problem, go to them. Don't act stupid and dodge the phone. Don't act stupid and dodge them. Do you know that brings bad luck on you, too? More work for us to do. I hope that that's thought about, too. You know, this has been a bear web. There has been some very intense subjects here that I really hate, because it can get you in loads of trouble. And when I say loads, I mean loads, because no one is playing, not even us. We're not playing with you. If you miss doing what you're supposed to do, then you're going to suffer. You're going to see a lot of things come to your home. People hiding cars so the repo man won't come get it. Well, if you had done what you were supposed to do, that certain kind of case, you wouldn't have a problem then, would you? Oh, nope, I don't think so. No, this show is not to down anyone. This show is not to pick, irritate. It's just to educate. Tell you what's going on, good things and bad. So, I mean, I hope that you think about this during the week. I hope that you think about all my shows. Think about this during the week. Carry it with you. Keep in prayer. That is the main thing, keeping in prayer. Okay. And on the next week, look for more information, because everything I tell you is the truth. I'm not going to mislead you. Never, ever. But I will tell you that, you know, the world doesn't revolve around you. And you need to stop thinking that the world owes you something. It's somebody I'm talking to, and I don't know. Okay. And for everybody, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope that you enjoy your week. I hope that it's blessed. I hope that everyone has gotten something out of this episode today, this broadcast today, that I was so happy to do. I hope you have. This is a learning thing. This is not something to pick and put somebody out. You know, some things I mentioned was real situations. So I say God bless you, and to my family, my special family, and my special children in it, I love you very much. And to everybody else, see you next Sunday. Goodbye.